Hey there, travelers. It's Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and you're listening to another episode of Happy Traveler. Today, we have an incredible guest. As always, we have Kayla Hussey, who is an OR travel nurse, with us today. And I'm super excited for you guys to hear from her because she just got back from a super cool trip in Australia. So we're going to definitely be talking to her about all things travel nursing and that particular vacation and trip that she just took, because we want to hear all about that travel experience. But before we get too deep into it, Kayla, will you give yourself a brief introduction?
Yeah, sure. Hey, guys. My name's Kayla. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, originally. I've been a nurse for 4 going on 5 years, and I've been a travel nurse for 2 years. And like Kelly said, I work in the operating room, and I absolutely love it.
I love that, too. That's so cool. That's the one specialty I feel like I always wanted to try and never did in the hospital setting. So maybe someday, but that's super interesting. So, okay, for everybody that's listening, we're trying something new this week on the podcast. So now, from now on, every time we have a podcast, we're going to give you a Wanderly fun fact of the week, because we have a lot of cool stuff that's happening at Wanderly that we want to talk about before we dive deep into our awesome guest. So today's It's Pay Package on Demand. So what Pay Package on Demand is, it's a feature that Wanderly has created on our platform, and it is so cool. So it literally means that the nurses can go onto the site, or the allied healthcare professionals can go on, and they can create a pay package. It literally create it exactly the way that they would want to, in the location, the specialty, the payment, everything. And then they can submit it to the recruiters. And when a recruiter finds that job or is able to fulfill that pay package, they will contact that nurse. So I just think it is one of the coolest features that we have. So I wanted to share that with our audience today.
Yeah, that's amazing, because it is a lot of work just going through all the companies. So that just streamlines the whole thing. I love it.
Definitely. Well, thank you. And I wanted to start sharing a little fun fact every week, because we have so many cool things coming out that we're definitely marketing. But honestly, it's like people are listening to the podcast, and this is stuff that if I was listening, I would want to know, and things that could really help people. So I'm pumped to have that new segment. So, but now I want to talk all things Kayla. So Kayla, tell us about yourself, your hobbies, your family, where you grew up, what you like to do, and of course, why you got into travel.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a long story, and I'll try and not drone on for a long time, but this is what I wanted to do when I was growing up, and I have my family is a lot of nurses, and so I kind of didn't want to do that at first. I was starting away from just falling in line, but, you know, I really realized just being around them that they're just all such caring people, and I look up to my mom, my aunt, my grandma, and so I eventually switched my major from business to nursing. It was the best decision I ever made. I graduated, again, not knowing what I wanted to do, so I just took the typical route, and I just took a floor job. I took the first floor job I could get, and I absolutely hated it. And I know that's like kind of rare for nurses to say that, but there are people like me who go into their first nursing job and they are very disappointed. And so I did my best to stick it out for a year. Everyone kept telling me, stick it out for a year, stick it out for a year, and then you can do something else. So I stuck it out for about 9 months, 9-10 months, to where I couldn't take it anymore. So I started other jobs, and you know, I just started applying to a bunch of more procedural type areas that had more structure to it, and I just lucked out and got OR. like, the first callback was OR, so I applied. I thought I really liked it, and I've been doing that ever since. I think it's a really unique specialty, because I don't know if you remember back from nursing school, but we don't, in my nursing school at least, we did not learn about OR at all. So I didn't know how to be an OR nurse. I just had one day of clinical experience in a ortho room, which I don't even like ortho. So I had to learn everything pretty much like, you know, day one in nursing school, but it was at a really great hospital. I was in orientation for 6 months. And then I felt really confident. So I did that for about 2 years. And, you know, I always had travel nursing in the back of my mind, but I was worried because I wasn't like other nurses who really loved that, like, bedside patient care, you know, type of thing, that I was worried that I would never find a job that I liked enough that I would be willing to go across the country to do it. And then I found it within, you know, a year of being a nurse. And I was like, I can actually do this. I'm from the Midwest, and I don't know how many viewers are from the Midwest, but it's a very, you know, traditional, conservative way of living. Nobody ever leaves. You know, it's very rare to, you know, you grow up in St. Louis, you stay in St. Louis, you get a job right after college in St. Louis, and it's very rare. So I never lived outside of Missouri. So it was jarring for me. I mean, I had only been on a plane like twice, and that was for volleyball. And so I just wasn't well traveled at all. And I'd never been outside the United States, and it was very unusual to leave. But I wanted to do it. And I thought if there was any chance of me ever traveling, it would be under the quote unquote excuse to do it for a job. So I went forward with doing it. It took forever for me to get a job just because I was really picky. But I ended up getting California first. I was about 90 minutes, maybe a little less outside of LA. And it was difficult just being so far away from family, but I met some really great friends. And then I went to San Diego for my next one with my friends that I met. And then those friends convinced me to go to Thailand for the first time. So then within 6 months of doing travel nursing, I was going on my first international trip ever. And not only international, it was Thailand, which is pretty bold. And then that really struck my love for international traveling. And I've been doing a bunch since. And I'm just like so happy that this little Midwestern girl who had only lived in Missouri her whole life is now doing this. And not only that, but I'm inspiring a bunch of people from my hometown who are following me on Instagram and saying they're just like so amazed with what I'm doing, and people are becoming more interested, you know, people who would probably routinely never be exposed to that type of thing.
That is a super cool story of how you got into travel. And I love that you didn't put up with something you didn't like for too long, because honestly, life is just way too short, girl. So
yes.
Preach, amen to you. But you just got back from Australia. I've been to Australia, literally one of my most favorite places. And I know I sound like a basic girl when I say literally, but it really is. I had so much fun going, and I went to the Australia Zoo, which is obviously Steve Irwin and his kids, their zoo, and it was like the most incredible experience of my life. So I loved it. How was it for you? How did you end up there? I guess I just tell us everything.
Yeah. So, like I said, I hadn't really started traveling until I was 25 years old when I went to Thailand for the first time. Australia had always been in the back of my mind since I was young. And I just really kind of never thought it would happen. But you know, as I got more confident with traveling, I told my friend, you know, I've met so many people through travel nursing. So this was another travel nurse. I said, I want to go to Australia, and I'm going to do it alone if that's what it's going to take. I mean, needless to say, I probably would have never survived alone. So I'm glad that she joined me, but she was like, that's at the top of my list too. I want to do that. So I was like, oh, that's so great. So I mean, I was very fortunate to have a friend who like lined up with wanting to do the exact same trip I wanted to do. And then at the last minute, another travel nurse joined us. So we had three people going over there. We stayed for 3.5 weeks. We also went to New Zealand for a week as well. So we did 2.5 in Australia and 1 week in New Zealand. And it was honestly a dream come true. I went scuba diving for the first time, and that was terrifying but amazing. We drove on the other side of the road for the first time. That was also terrifying but amazing.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I remember that part. Very scary.
Oh my
Sorry.
Gosh. Yeah. No, it was so scary. I could honestly talk about my trip forever, but I'm not going to. We also saw a koala on the side of the road, and we pulled over and we pet a wild koala. It was crazy. The locals say that they're never on the ground, and it was on the ground, and it was so sweet. So yeah, I have a lot of stories about Australia. It really changed my life. I'm so glad that I got to do my number one, like on my bucket list, my number one place I wanted to do. And I also got two other travel nurses to do it with me. So they had the same personalities, me, just like go-getters, always up for everything. So it just made it an amazing trip.
Oh my gosh, that seriously sounds incredible. And I felt so similarly. I was going to ask you, did you have any trouble with jet lag, because I'm not joking. Oh. 3 days there, I couldn't get out of bed until about 4 p.m. And if I was out of bed, I was trying to drink espresso and I would feel almost like the flu. It was really tough on me. Did you have any problems with that?
Okay, so yes, my friend, she is like, we're opposites. She is like the best sleeper anywhere. She could sleep on the loudest train, the like loudest anything. So my friend, she slept the entire flight. Me, I didn't. So yes, I had a really bad jet lag. Not only that, but I had a friend who didn't really understand what I was going through, because she's like, what are you talking about? I'm fine. But yeah, like my internal clock, I think, is really strong. So I was kind of the opposite of you. Where I would wake up at 3 or 4 a.m. and be like, what do I do now? I'm wide awake. And then, like, at, like, 6 or 7 p.m., I'd be, like, thought, and I'd be like, Jen, we got to go home. Like, you don't have to go home, but I do. I can't even function. I can't even think. And it took me about 4 or 5 days to fix that. Then when I came back to the U.S., it was the opposite, where I'm sleeping until, like, noon or, like, 3 p.m., and I'm like, I have to get up and start my day. So I'm still dealing with that because I've only been back for like 3 days. I'm hoping it's only like a 4 or 5 day thing like it was in Australia.
Yeah, you literally just described my entire experience too. I totally, other than like the times that we were sleeping, the coming back and how long it lasted, that was my experience too. But I'm so glad you were able to make the best of it and just have that incredible trip. And I'm super jealous of the koala because now I want to hold one. My English bulldog is looking at me right now and I just want to like squeeze her. I love animals so much. But I love that. Oh, that's so great. Okay, so I've never asked anyone this question on the podcast. And I was like, Kayla just seems so fun. Like, let's just go for it. So what has been your greatest adventure in life?
Honestly, I don't want to do like a recency bias, but I probably have to. It was the scuba diving because I'm a Midwesterner, so I'm scared of the ocean and I'm irrationally scared of sharks. B, like it wasn't until I was in the information center, information session that I was finally, because I was so scared of the ocean and the sharks, that I was finally like, oh my God, I'm having something else breathe for me. Like not breathe for me, but I'm relying on something else to breathe. So like that's when the panic started setting in, and I'm like, I paid so much money for this, I cannot back out. But like I just listened really carefully, and then we had to like master the skills of clearing our mask and clearing our breathing, whatever the tube is that they call. And my one friend, she almost freaked out because she couldn't master one of the skills, and she almost like sent us back up. But we did it, and I swear, people who do yoga, people who do those breathing exercises, I've never, ever concentrated on my breath as much as I did in those 20 minutes. I mean, you had to just, like, constantly be aware of your breath, like, in, like, very deep in, and then blow the bubbles out. And, I mean, it was amazing. I cannot believe that I've only been traveling for 2 years, that I scuba'd the Great Barrier Reef, something that's on people's bucket list their entire life. It was amazing, and I'm just like, I'm never gonna forget it. And I saw a shark, which was amazing too. It was only like 4 feet, so it wasn't terrifyingly big, but it was still a shark, so it was a little bit scary.
Oh my gosh, yes. Okay, and I just have to comment as we go through this how similar you and I are. So you said the Midwest thing, you said the volleyball thing, and now you're saying the shark thing, and all of those are exactly the same for me. Kayla, I am not even kidding you. There was a moment last year where I was sitting around a fire with my friends, just like a normal day. And everyone kept looking at me like, Kelly, what are you doing? Like, you've been glued to your phone. Like, you're on Amazon. What are you doing? And I was like, it's taking everything in me not to buy this like $800 bracelet that's supposed to like emit this like magnetic field so that sharks don't come near you when you're in the ocean, because I love the ocean, but I'm so afraid.
Yeah.
It's just so funny that you said that. I did not buy the bracelet, for everyone that's listening, thinking I'm a crazy person. I know how irrational that sounds, but I was really afraid and I was going in the water every single day.
Yeah. And when you live in California, they're not scared of sharks. And so, because they just like are used to the ocean. And so people just look at you so crazy. And I'm like, oh my God, I know. I watch too much sharks.
I know. It's so true. It's so funny. Well, okay. Let's talk a little bit about travel nursing. What advice do you have for travelers out there?
Well, I would say just general advice, things that have helped me is if you're looking for recruiters, I would definitely get people that your friends or people you know have had experience with, because there's hundreds of recruiters out there. You don't know what, if they, you know, how much they care about you. They're still doing a job. So, you know, you need somebody who you can trust. So I always go through my friends and I get recruiters. Second, I have multiple recruiters because you never know what the jobs are out there. You never know what the pay is. So you need to have several people. Now, you don't need to do that when you're first starting out. I have a friend who just started out in Phoenix, and I said, start with one. When you feel comfortable, then you can go to two, then you can go to three. I don't really recommend any more than three. You know, thirdly, I would say, and I'm kind of basing this off my specialty because it's so unique and it's different. You know, I know that the floor nurses, they pretty much work 12-hour shifts, nights or days, and they have no call. But mine is a little bit more complicated. I can work 8s, 10s, or 12s. I can have a lot of call. And so I would say don't ever be afraid to deny somebody if it's not what you want. I mean, I had to learn that the hard way where I was, my first assignment, I was working a ridiculous amount of call that I pretty much lived at the hospital. So I learned it the hard way, but just don't be afraid to say no, even if it's your dream location. You know, it's everything happened. I believe everything can happen for a reason, and like you have signs and you can tell when something is right and when something is wrong, even if it's your dream assignment. And I've had times where I've said no and I've had people come back to me because they really want you, and they, the reason they need travel nurses is because they need somebody quickly and they're kind of desperate. So don't be afraid to really say what you want so that you can get what you want, because you're the one who's going to be working at that hospital for 3 months, not your agency. You're the one who's going to be doing that every day. And so you need to make sure that you're happy, and you need to make sure that you're experiencing the place that you're living in for 3 months.
Yeah, that's great advice, honestly. That's all really, really good. And I totally agree with you. I think that it's kind of like everyone does things their own way and everyone has a different way of doing things. But there are some things that just from experience, yeah, people could totally improve that would help.
Yeah.
I have a fun new segment too now to close the podcast. So Kayla, you're getting all the new things on the very first try. But I really think I'm going to start doing this with everyone. So I am a big foodie. I'm a big wino. I am listening. That's not of age. I'm 26. Don't worry. But I love good food. I love a good beverage. I love like crafted cocktails, like those really cool ones with like lavender and basil. I love the Chinese cheese. I love kombucha. Like, I'm all the LA avocado toast girl. So I was going to ask you, what has been your favorite dish or food item that you've had, or beverage, or just anything that you've tried maybe internationally or not that you've had during your travels or during an assignment? What's been your all-time favorite?
Just one?
Oh my gosh, no. Honestly, share as many as you are. I'm here for it.
I was going to say, I don't have one all-time favorite, but I do have memorable stuff. So if there's any travel nurses in San Diego right now, I had the best drink at, I think it's called Wonderland. It's in Ocean Beach. It's a salty dog, and it's vodka with freshly squeezed grape juice, a salted rim, in one of those, what are those cups, you know, those, oh gosh, sorry, you probably need to edit this out.
No, it's okay. What were you, what, I don't know what you're talking about, though.
It's a trendy little cup, like, jar thingy. It looks like a jar.
Oh, a mason jar?
Yes, it's in a mason jar. So it's, like, really good, and then it just, like, kind of sets the mood that it's in a mason jar. So that is in San Diego.
Love.
I had this really good drink in D.C., if there's any travel nurses in D.C., and I don't remember the name of the bar, but I can get it from a friend. And it sounds bizarre, but bear with me. It was red wine on the bottom and peanut butter-flavored vodka on the top. I was like, this is not going to be good. It was so good that D.C. was over a year ago, and I still, like, can remember how that made me feel. So if anybody's in D.C., I can get that information. But
very cool.
Yeah, when I was in Australia and New Zealand, I don't know if you know, you probably do know this, they're known for wine. New Zealand's known for Sauvignon Blanc, so I had some amazing Sauvignon Blanc in New Zealand. And I also had, randomly, probably my favorite meal in New Zealand was when I was in the middle of nowhere trying to get back from the remote snorkeling that I did, and I just popped into this restaurant. It was a really nice, elegant restaurant. It had a really good Pimm's cup, but they had the best calamari ever. I'm a big calamari person. I try and get it everywhere. They call it squid rings there, but calamari. And it was amazing. And it just was like the most freshest calamari. And also, okay, one more. So I know you live in California, right?
Yeah, I'm in LA.
Yeah, so you probably know, like, the acai craze, right?
Oh, absolutely. I have one in my freezer.
So I became obsessed with it because I lived in Southern California for 6 months, and I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do when I don't have this, like, literally every block? But if anyone's in New York, I know of, like, the best acai place to go. It's in East Village, and I would go there, like, at least once a month, probably more. So I have an acai recommendation in New York, too.
I love this. Okay, that was the first time we've ever done that little segment, and you had like all these incredible things to share. So that, and I'm now hungry. So that was perfect. No, but honestly, Kayla, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. That was really cool. I loved hearing about all of your adventures. Is there anything else that you have to add?
Not really. I just accepted an assignment back home in St. Louis. I wanted to be with my family for a little bit, and I was very fortunate that my old job gave me an assignment, and not just a permanent one, but a travel one. So I think probably after this, so I'll be back home for a little bit, just hanging out with friends and family. If you guys want to connect with me, I'm Kayla A. Hussey on Instagram, Kayla, and then another A, and then Hussey. If you have any questions about the places that I've been for just for fun or any of the assignments that I've had and any recommendations that you need for food, I'm always good with that too. So just let me know.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on. And you guys, you can see she's so personable and so friendly and welcoming. So go and check her out on Instagram. Reach out with any questions that you have. If you can't find her for some reason, reach out to me and I will make sure to connect you. But that is another episode of the Happy Traveler Podcast with Kayla Hussey, who is an OR travel nurse. Thank you so much for listening this week, and we will have another episode for you shortly. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody.